Their Eighth Argument, Fatherless Birth of Christ. The Eighth Argument, in favor of the divinity of Christ is his fatherless birth. Rebuttal. This argument is extremely weak, and most certainly does not support the claim, since according to the genealogy presented by Luke, Adam is the son of God, and he did not have a biological father, and Eve too, according to the general Jews and Christians, was born without a mother and father, although there is the expression regarding bone and flesh according to the holy books, as exists in Genesis chapter 29 verse 14, that Laban said to Jacob, "Surely thou art my bone and my flesh." Further, look at Genesis chapter 2 verse 23, Judges chapter 9 verse 2, and 2 Samuel, and Melchizedek, according to the genealogy in Hebrews chapter 7 verse 3, was born without a father or mother. If Christ is considered to be the embodiment of God by virtue of being born without a father, then it is necessary that Adam and Eve and Melchizedek, all of them, should be the embodiment of God.